U.S. Army and Marine units are attacking Iraqi forces in a two-pronged offensive south of Baghdad. The Army is on the western prong of this offensive near the cities of Najaf and Karbala, and the Marines are along the Tigris River to the east. John Lawrence is a reporter for Esquire magazine and NPR, embedded with the Army's 101st Airborne. He spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.
There are attacks continuing across a broad front south of Baghdad, and the corners have been turned at both ends, the eastern end by the Marines at Al-Qut and the western end by the 3rd Infantry Division at Karbala. A very heavy battle was fought last night in an area near Karbala. There was extremely heavy bombing of the Medina Division, one of the Republican Guard units that was in contact with the 3rd Infantry, for 4 hours during the night. There's no damage assessment or no casualty figures available from here yet, but they may be very heavy.
Are these tank battles that are going on up there?
There was a big battle fought during the night between tanks of the 3rd Infantry Division and tanks and other armored vehicles of the Medina Division, with reinforcements, we understand, from one and possibly two other Republican Guard divisions that had been held back for what is now shaping up to be, if it hasn't already started, the Battle of Baghdad. One commander here described the fighting in these terms, quote, "The war is moving into a new phase. Our objective is now Baghdad. We turn the corner at Karbala. This war could go relatively quickly."
You're with the 101st Airborne. Is your unit in combat yet?
My particular rifle company, which is C Company, 3rd Battalion, 187th Infantry of the 101st, has not been sent into combat yet. The troops are being told that they're being saved for something special. We don't know what that is, and even if we did, I couldn't report it. But two brigades of the 101st continue street fighting in Najaf, trying to root out pockets of resistance of those loyal to Saddam Hussein. 17 prisoners were taken yesterday in fighting by the 1st and 2nd of the 101st, including one Army officer who is believed to be assisting in his interrogation with the mopping up process in Najaf.
Do local commanders, are they able to say when they think that they might have control of Najaf?
Well, they have control already of the main roads there. They're being fired at by what they're now calling technical vehicles, a term that was first heard in Beirut in the 80s and in Mogadishu in the 90s. These are SUVs or small trucks with 50 caliber machine guns and rifle propelled grenades, and soldiers on the backs of them that race through the streets and fire almost indiscriminately toward the 101st Airborne lines. But the casualties have been extremely light with the 101st, and they're more than willing to take these technicals on.
So if they say they have control of the city, how much combat is going on with these, I guess, leftover groups of Iraqi soldiers and partisans who are firing?
The fighting is described as sporadic. By control of the city, what I'm saying is that the main route north to south through Najaf is controlled by American forces. And that's important because it's the main supply line to those troops from the 3rd Infantry Division who are fighting far forward at the front, now really within range of Baghdad.
John Lawrence is covering the war in Iraq for Esquire magazine and NPR. He's the author of The Cat from Wei, a Vietnam War Story.
And Lawrence spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick.